This episode of the Blackzit Global Podcast is sponsored by Blackzit Global Passport. Join aspiring Black expats, and repats, where you can build community, get resources, and gain support along your journey abroad. You're invited to join Blackzit Global Passport. Inside Passport, you'll find exclusive workshops on everything from expat taxes, financial planning, insurance, job boards, accountability check-ins, and more. You can even take Passport on the go with our app available for iOS and Android devices. Just click the link in the episode you're listening to or visit blackzitglobal.com and click on Passport. See you inside. Close your eyes and imagine living a life you love, unapologetic and unbothered, free from daily microaggressions from Karens and Kens, free from the fear of police brutality and systemic racism. Wouldn't that feel amazing? Now open your eyes. What if I told you that it's possible? Hear inspiring stories and get the actual blueprints from brothers and sisters of the diaspora who are living out their wildest dreams abroad. You've heard the term, now be inspired by the movement. I'm Krishan Wright, and this is Blackzit Global. Bem-vindo, o meu nome é Krishan Wright. Welcome to the Blackzit Global Podcast, and as you can hear, I have been working on my Portuguese. Shout out to Portuguese with Carla for helping me. So I am recording this episode on May 8th, and so if you are listening to it, you're getting it fresh. I have been back in the U.S. a week now. I just returned from Lisbon, Portugal, and I am here to close out this incredible season. I was so intentional with this season because I really wanted to emphasize why it's important for you to think about, you know, not only your desire to move abroad, but also the journey steps as it relates to walking away from your career and understanding the conditions that inspire people to make the leap. And so hopefully as you listen to this season, you have heard this common thread and then what it looks like on the other side. They are everyday people, but everyday people can do exceptional, extraordinary things. And what it takes is a shift in mindset. And so for me, I have had to really delve into my mindset as I prepare for this last leg of the journey. So for this episode, I asked the community to give me some questions and shout out to our YouTube members. So they had an opportunity to ask questions as well as our Blackzit Global Passport members. One of the questions was, how did I find the right apartment? Did I need a guarantor? No, I did not need a guarantor for my apartment, though I did decline looking at apartments where the landlords were doubling down on having a guarantor. So as a foreigner, I don't have any ties to Portugal in terms of family. So a guarantor is like a cosigner, if you will. And so some people get around that by offering more money into the transaction, like a security deposit, but I didn't want to be bothered with that. I was really more firmly interested in having a place that I could bring my dog. Portugal, the place, really did a lot of due diligence in the upfront to share if a guarantor was required and whether or not there was any issue with respect to me having my dog. My lease agreement has the stipulation and awareness about my pet Bailey. Okay, so another question was, am I shipping anything? I am not. I started packing in September of last year because I figured if I do, you know, a box or two a weekend, then when it got to this time of year, I wouldn't be so overwhelmed. What I also realize now that I found my apartment and I'm a visual learner and a visual person, that I am now opening up some of the boxes that I had already packed up because I'm like, oh, guess what? I don't want this. I don't need this. Even though I have tons of space in my new place, it's just about me leaning more into my more minimalist lifestyle. And so I have no plans to ship anything. I don't know if I can hold to the 3 pieces of luggage that I originally had intended, but I definitely will not be shipping anything, you know, anything substantial like furniture. But I did go furniture shopping while I was there, Shar and I. We went to a few places, and that just helped me kind of get a feel for quality, understand which things that I needed to potentially procure in the U.S. So for me, I want my silverware to be from the U.S. I wasn't impressed with any of the silverware that I saw in Portugal. Also, sheets and potentially towels. For the most part, it wasn't more expensive or it was about the same price. What I was excited and kind of shocked about was how inexpensive food was comparatively. So I ate at some wonderful, wonderful places. Ate like I've never eaten before in a good way, right? It was like eating these meals and it is like an awakening of the senses of, wow, this is what food really tastes like. Or this is what a ripe banana or mango should taste like, or salmon. I went to a restaurant in Cascais that you pick your fish, like you literally pick the fish that you're going to eat. It was just fantastic and affordable. I don't think I paid more than 30 euro for any meal, which was awesome. I went to the grocery store and looked at a few items to get a feel for prices. And so I took some photos, which I'll probably add into my YouTube roundup. And so, for example, there was a 24-pack of eggs for €4.69. I was like, wait, what? 24 eggs for under $5? And I think it was like a 6-pack of eggs was €32. And I was like, what? Especially for me, right? I'm a singleton. And so I don't need a pack of 24 eggs. I just probably will just eat and buy a 6-pack of eggs, like a half dozen. And so right now I'm entering the busiest part of this transition. My daughter is about to graduate in a few weeks. And we have all of the stuff that we need to do in order to get her ready for college. So senior prom is coming up, as I mentioned, graduation, move, all the packing, all the things. So I started this year first with a move to Florida and getting all my stuff situated, because once my daughter transitions to college, I have no ties to New Jersey. And Florida is going to be my home base. It's challenging, definitely, to be in Florida given the political environment there. But I also know that that person is temporary, and my family and my family ties there are ever present and enduring. And so that is why. Not to mention the no taxes. And then I had to get on to planning for my D7. So I'm applying for my D7, and I'm a firm believer in it takes a village. I am one, for anybody who knows me, they know that I am more introverted in nature. I'm also highly, highly, highly independent. But one of the things that I've realized as I've matured in life is that my independence can be a blessing and a curse. And so in some respects, it helps me to, you know, find the strength within myself to do certain things. And other times, this hypervigilance is really something I need to monitor, because I have to decide and discern whether or not it is something that is born out of trauma. And so for me, I've realized that it is a sign of strength to ask for help and to be vulnerable. And so I am very grateful for the team that has been helping me get this move underway. So shout out to Start Abroad. They are helping me with my D7. So to take a step back, what I did was I engage with Start Abroad, and you too can work with Start Abroad. We did a YouTube Live, which I will link in the show notes for this episode, and talked about their services. As a listener of the Black Slick Global podcast, you have a wonderful discount. So if you are looking to move to Portugal or Panama or Costa Rica or Spain, Start Abroad is the right team to help you. Their project management skills are exceptional. And for somebody who has a lot going on, while I could do it on my own, I chose not to because, again, I'm learning to delegate. So I opened my bank. Well, no, actually, it started with my NIF. So the first thing I had to do was to get my NIF. I did that with Border and then my bank account, my Portuguese bank account. And I will do a YouTube video that's forthcoming that details like that whole process. So be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel. I've been having more content on there. And while the podcast is going into hiatus until the beginning of next year, I do spend more time on producing content for YouTube. So be sure to plug in there. But definitely go into the show notes for this episode and you'll get a $10 discount with Border on opening, you know, your bank account or your NIF, whatever services that you choose. So that process was really interesting. I thought that I could do the whole banking thing and figure it out on my own. And I quickly realized that no, girl, spend money. And then, like I mentioned, the team at Start Abroad has been exceptional in helping me with timelines, understanding requirements, and I just needed that extra encouragement. Even though I am the founder of Black Slick Global and I serve many people in the community who go to different countries, you know, it helps when you can put the oxygen mask on yourself to have somebody in my corner who's, you know, giving me strong and solid counsel, mining timelines, keeping me on track is something that I appreciated greatly. Once I got the bank account opened and I had to get it funded and, you know, that was a whole thing because, you know, the bank that I have majority of my money in didn't do international transfers. And so then I had to open up another bank account and all this other stuff. So like I said, there'll be a video. It'll explain it all, but definitely just make sure, just spend the money. Preserve your sanity. And then, you know, we have our Black Slick Global Passport community. Our community has been such a wondrous thing. We have so many amazing things going on. We have our monthly accountability check-ins. Those have been going well, and so much so that we have 9 members that are moving to Portugal in 2023. Most of us are in the last leg of the transition, so either have found our places or applying for our respective visas or have finished our scouting trips. But I plan to have a little special something to welcome the 2023 crew. And then we also have our men's group, which a fan favorite, Michael Ruth, has led that and held the space for the men in our community. So if you're a guy and you're listening to this and you're wanting to plug in, please feel free. Regardless of orientation, it is a safe space for you to come in and talk about the unique aspects of your journey. Over the weekend, this past weekend, I was at my cousin's baby shower and got to see one of my other cousins I hadn't seen since, you know, she was a teenager. She's now an adult and married. And as we were celebrating our cousin, I looked at my phone and it comes across that there's a mass shooting in Texas. My cousin is from Texas and I showed it to her and she told me that that is the mall that she goes to. And so imagine if she hadn't been in New Jersey, what could have happened, right? So gun violence is so ever present in this culture that any of us can be the next one. You could be working your job. You can be caring for your family. You can be a good citizen and you are one incident away from being in the wrong place at the wrong time and becoming a hashtag. That was one of the things that we talked about a lot during my week in Lisbon. And so it's probably a good time to transition to that. So I went to Lisbon with the purpose of finding my apartment. So shout out to the team at Portugal The Place for being such incredible, incredible people to work with. They took great care in setting up appointments, having the meetings beforehand, really understanding my requirements, what I was looking for, and showing me a good range while highlighting the pros and cons. And ultimately, that resulted in me finding the place that I am now calling home. And yes, there is a video that is forthcoming, so you shall see the process in action. There was a lot of fun, and anybody who has hung out with me knows that if you're with me, we're gonna have fun. I laugh a lot. And so I was glad that they were able to rock with me. And I had a really ambitious agenda. I didn't go with the thought that I would find my apartment in a week. I figured, okay, I'll look at a couple places that I didn't see the last time I was in Portugal, and then I'll do the rest online and, you know, take it from there, because my appointment with VFS is next month. Nope, I found an apartment. So that was pretty cool. So in addition, while I was in Portugal, I attended the Black in Portugal, Our Black Utopia meetup. And as you know, Our Black Utopia was featured in an episode this season and Black in Portugal last season. So it was so great to see all of these wonderful Black folk in fellowship. Some who had just come off of the heels of the amazing Exodus Summit meetup in Marrakesh. I also got to see my girl, Piggy Girl Travels the World, Adelia. I got to see Rick and Halisi in person. Of course, Heather and the gang, Char. It was so great. But you know what was even more amazing was the opportunity to meet some of y'all. So people came up to me and shared that they had listened to the podcast. That was incredible. You know, there was a lot of hugs, a lot of emotions on my part. Because when I started this journey, the world was on fire. And I was recording this podcast in my closet thinking no one was listening. And to know that these stories have inspired and impacted so many people and lit that path, lit that flame within to think that it is possible and to know that it is possible is remarkable. Regardless of where you are on the continuum of this path, plug into communities, get in where you fit in, because that enables you to have a softer landing. I visited many areas in Portugal last year during my time, and this year I visited places that I hadn't journeyed to the last time. And Lisbon kept calling my name, so much so that I know that in this first phase of the journey, that is where I want to be and want to call home. I just enjoyed seeing people young and old and everything in between and just coming together. It was truly, truly a love fest. I walked so much. I looked at my Apple Watch when I got back and I had walked 37 miles in a week. It honestly would have been higher, but you know, part of that was spent in cars, looking around at different places. I also got to hang out with my childhood friend who was also in Lisbon while her daughter is scouting. And so it was just such a full circle moment to be there this time. It was really, really special for all the right reasons. And it was a confirmation that this was the right decision. And I can tell you firsthand the amount of people that have enveloped me with their kindness and extended courtesy and grace to me really just let me know that this is where I need to be in this next chapter. Finding a place overseas is challenging. Finding a place overseas in Portugal with the heightened attention of Portugal right now, you want to make sure that you have the right people guiding you. And then as an American right now, you know, the dollar is weaker against the euro. So you definitely need to know your numbers and be sure if this is the right time for you. Currency fluctuates and that's something that you have to accept. But just to know that you have people in your corner is important. And that's why another thing that was really incredible for me was to see and meet one of my Black to Global Passport members who has made the leap with her husband to Portugal. So we got to spend some amazing quality time together to see it full circle, right? To go from people who listen to the show, join Passport, follow the steps, plug in, get the support, and then make that transition was amazing, amazing, amazing. And I look forward to now with so many of us in Passport making this transition in 2023, like we have built-in community. And so it is easy. It's easier to find things, to do things, right? To have these experiences, these shared experiences, because there's a roller coaster of emotions that go along with this journey. The podcast will be in hiatus because mama gotta move. I gotta finish packing up the rest of my things in New Jersey and finishing that up. I'll be spending a lot of family time. I have a lot of family events coming up. And then it'll be time for me to move my daughter to campus. Then the dog and I will be hightailing it out to Portugal. And yeah, it's just a lot. It's a lot going on. If you're interested in moving abroad and you want to know not only the process steps, but the how we got here and how our walk is different, then I highly recommend that you enroll in the course while it's still being offered, because I'm not quite sure what time of year I'll be offering it again, but most likely it will not occur before 2024. Shout out to folks that have been contributing articles. Those are on the site and I appreciate the contributions. Definitely want to give shout outs and appreciation to those that have made donations to Blacks at Global through Buy Me a Coffee. That goes to help minimize the production costs. You know, believe it or not, this here podcast, while it's free for you to listen, it is not free for me to produce. And so I definitely appreciate that, as well as all of the 5-star ratings and reviews. I read every review. Help us grow, help us reach more people that need to have that inspiration. Going through life is not easy, and for many of us, the path is not linear. And so at times in this world where things that are going on can often make you feel like the world and your world is getting smaller, it is those times where you need to plug in and expand. And I'm a firm believer in you taking you wherever you are. And so it's important to do the mindset work, the journey steps, to plug in, to do the wellness, to do the mindfulness. But you also have to have a belief that there are good people in the world, that your experience can be different, that you can live the life you've only dreamed of, and that there's so much more for you on the other side. And sure, life is expensive. Sure, making a move like this can be expensive. But guess what? There is a price for freedom. Yes, I am paying for an apartment that I cannot occupy right now, right? That is a price of freedom. But you know what? My ancestors, our ancestors, paid a huge price for us to have freedom of choice. And what they didn't want for us is for all of their work, all of their sacrifice, all of their struggle to be for nothing. We can get to the promised land. You do not have to ride the struggle bus forever. You are the head and not the tail. We're not here to be the beast of burden for the United States or any other land. And so whether that means you're moving abroad permanently for 3 months, 6 months, whatever, give yourself the space and grace to heal. To heal. So what can you expect from Blacks of Global for the rest of the year? We're having meetups in Portugal. We have other events that are going to be taking place in the fall. Definitely get in our mailing list if you aren't already. Plug into our community, Blacks of Global Passport. I'm also proud to share that we will be launching relocation tours, specifically in Ghana this year. And so because the podcast is going in hiatus, you won't be hearing it here. And so you'll need to be plugged in to our various social channels to get that information. And people who are members of Blacks of Global Passport or YouTube members will get the information first, and where applicable, get a special discount. And of course, you as a listener probably already know that I do have a habit of dropping a bonus episode between seasons. So stay subscribed to the Blacks of Global podcast so that you can get that episode when it drops. Be safe, be well, and I'll be back with season 6 from Lisbon, Portugal in January 2024. Thank you for listening to the Blacks at Global podcast. For more information on today's episode, be sure to visit our website at blacksatglobal.com. It's not only possible to live out your dreams unbothered and in full color, it is your birthright. Are you trying to sort out health plans, banking, VPN, and other connectivity for your move abroad? Well, have no fear. We've got you with the Move Abroad Starter Kit. Get yours today at blacksatglobal.com/resources. That's blacksatglobal.com/resources.